This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Matt Graham, he brings us what's happening today, right now, talking about what goes up and what comes down. Matt, looking at this, we broke out over the top again this morning, but it looks like it's kind of settling down. Do we have a new trading range started here? What you got?
Well, I think everybody is hoping for a new range to kick in. It doesn't really matter what the floor is, as long as we could find a ceiling in yields. I think a lot of people would be thrilled. Definitely been a sharp move, and gosh, it looked really hopeful by Thursday of last week. We had two bounces. We talk about 10-year treasury yields, and of course, it's MBS that dictate mortgage rates and lender margins and all that. But I was looking at the treasury market for broad guidance in terms of momentum and whatnot. In that sense, the technical levels have been very well behaved, and 1.62-ish, give or take, in 10-year yields had been shaping up to be a hopeful ceiling as of last week. And it could still be if you're painting that line with a very thick marker, because we did move over it a little bit. And so I guess I just gave away the conclusion of my little story, which is after 4 days last week of holding ground or improving modestly, then we broke out on Friday and moved well above 1.62 for a little bit, closed above 1.62. And the kicker was there really wasn't any overt motivation for that. If we look at the econ calendar, for instance, we had producer prices and consumer sentiment, no major market reaction to either of those when they were released. Most of the weakness was intact by the early morning hours, and then we just stayed sideways the whole day. There really wasn't any, you know, strong reaction. 9:30 a.m., maybe a little bit of correlation, some of this inverted correlation between stock prices and bond yields that we talked about last time, having to do with this risk parity trading or investors putting money in and out of all of their investments at once to reduce risk exposure. You could think of it like moving to cash. And that's something to watch going forward as big sovereign wealth funds are making positional adjustments. And we have Japan selling a lot of treasuries this month, and their fiscal year ends at the end of March. And some traders have speculated that's been putting undue pressure on the treasury market. And then you have speculation as to what the Fed is going to say this week, which we'll get to in just a second. All of that to say there are a lot of unseen hand type market movers where we don't have what we like to have, which is a really obvious headline, either from a news story or from economic data, that makes a clear case for one trade in one direction or the other. And then markets make that trade and it's obvious and things are happening like they should. Not a lot of that going on recently. And it speaks to momentum behind the weakness. And it speaks to traders making trades for reasons that transcend the data. So last week's big rate move really ended up happening only for a specific bucket of mortgages, and even then only specific lenders until this morning. And it had to do with what I know Alice is going to talk about in more detail, which is the Fannie Mae letter that said that they were limiting the percentage of non-owner and second homes that lenders could have. This comes from a Treasury and FHFA announcement slash decision back in January with the previous administration that limited their risk exposure in the interest of working toward ending the conservatorship. And what the implication is for individual lenders is if a lender has significantly more than 7% of their business going into non-owner and second, they're going to need to adjust pricing pretty quickly to get that balance down. And Fannie and Freddie, I heard, started calling lenders last week. Fannie sent out the official letter. I heard Freddie was just emailing or calling. Can't confirm either of that. It's just anecdotal secondhand, but it would make sense since it's a FHFA decision. And the price changes for those loans were just staggering. And in some cases, more than 5 points hit for an 80% LTV non-owner. And then over the weekend, a couple of lenders that had released these big hits added to them, actually as of Friday afternoon. So 6-7 points, depending on the loan. And a lot of people on the MBS Live dashboard were saying, gosh, you guys are talking all about this, but we're not seeing any change in our rate sheets. So what's the deal? Now this morning, we have the big household name lenders jumping in. Wells is out, Chase is out, US Bank is out. And I think pretty much everybody will get involved with this at some point. Lenders who don't, they don't necessarily need to if they have like a super small proportion of their business going there. But everything should ultimately come out in the wash, because one would assume if those lenders' rates are remotely competitive and they're not increasing their hits, then as much of that non-owner and second home business will migrate to those lenders as possible. And then they will be forced to adjust their hits. Theoretically, the proportion is the same as what it has been. That's what's been mandated. But what we saw in 2020 was a big increase in second home and investment property lending. And nice. MBA put out a great chart on that. We have it on MBS Live, and I can get you a link if you want, but it just shows the spike in 2020. Anyway, expect to see pricing hits on non-owner and second homes if you haven't already. That's the bottom line there. As far as this week, retail sales tomorrow, it's a big data headline, expected to come in at negative 0.5 versus 5.3 last time. Philly Fed and jobless claims on Thursday, and no big ticket data on Friday. Focus of the week will be Wednesday afternoon with the Fed announcement. It's not anything to do with whether or not they're going to hike rates. They're not anywhere close to that. They're not even going to talk about how that outlook is changing, most likely. They're not going to talk about tapering. Not there yet. If anybody asks them about twist or extending the weighted average maturity of their portfolio, Powell will probably just say what he said 2 weeks ago, which is, no, we talked about that and we're not doing it. The big news is this supplemental leverage ratio, which was announced April 1st, 2020, as a temporary flexibility that would allow big banks to avoid counting treasury holdings against their leverage ratio, thus allowing them to own more treasuries than they otherwise would, which they can then turn around and sell to the Fed via the Fed's buying operations. But anyway, you slice it, it's just creating more demand for bonds in the marketplace. And there's been some speculation that recent weakness has had to do with concerns that this might not be extended because it expires at the end of March. So the Fed could make an official release concurrent with this announcement, or Powell could just say, hey, yeah, we're going to extend it and an official release is coming. Or he could say, no, we're not going to extend it. And most market participants expect it will be extended. So if it is, that confirmation would still be worth something. It just wouldn't be as big of a move as if he says, we're not extending it. And in that case, things get really ugly. I think 1.75 is a real quick move. If Powell were to say, no, we're not extending that, 1.75 is an easy call. You can really ramp up expectations for some supportive ceiling type balances if 10-year yields manage to make it to 1.95. I don't think they probably will in short order, but say it happened. If it did, that's a technical zone where you can almost guarantee you're going to get a bounce due to the oversold conditions and just due to where we would be with respect to previous technical areas. But again, if the Fed does extend the program, it would probably build that case that we're hoping to see built for support in this 1.6 to 1.65 area that's still potential for now. But that's optimistic. It's hopeful. It could happen. Be great if it did. Just friendly reminder to everybody out there, it is a rising rate environment and it should be treated as such until it presents solid evidence to the contrary.
That's really interesting. When we did all the economic forecasts, everyone pretty much consistently said we'll be in a rising rate environment. I don't know that everyone anticipated being quite this pronounced or this seems that sudden at times, but great job, Matt.
Yeah.
I love your screen. Love everything's on here. One of my favorites is that like last week, I listened to the Federal Reserve over in Europe talking about the European Economic Council. And it was just like, there's some announcements being made. I go, oh, you mean I just click right here? I don't have to run and try to find it on television? So cool.
Yep.
We're very grateful for you and grateful to have you on the podcast. If you want to sign up, and you should, to mbslive.net. And then in the sign-up code, what do you put? LOL, Lickin' on Lending, for the extended trial with no credit card required. Matt, excellent job. Appreciate you. Next week, we're going to have Eric Levin coming in, and he's with Model Match, by the way, has a unique business model, and it goes out and works with you. They have some technology that they make available that enhance your program for recruiting. So check out Model Match and another podcaster, by the way, and I'm going to be on his podcast. So we're bringing these folks on because they're the best in class in their respective areas. So be sure to come back next week to listen to us continue on the topic of building solid teams. And Eric Levin, Model Match, will be there with us. We also want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Accelerate Mobility Mortgage Market Intelligence, as well as Modex, the MBA, Knowledge Coop, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative. Folks, good to have you with us. Have a great week. I look forward to having you back here next week. And please tell others about the podcast. That's how we've grown to well over 100,000 listeners. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.